Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm KCII News Director Sally Hart. On today's program, I'm talking with Jamara Levson from the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, talking about services that are available locally. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and with that, what message are you trying to get out to Washington County and Eastern Iowa at large?
That services for advocacy of domestic violence clients are still available, even with the pandemic going on.
And with the pandemic, people staying home more than normal, what have trends been showing as far as domestic violence is concerned?
There is an increase in the injuries that we're seeing. We're seeing a lot more injuries, and we're also seeing a lot more monitoring going on, which means their abuser, he or she, is in the household with the person, and they know who they call, where they're going, how they're going to get there, and where they're spending money, and monitoring the children as well. We're also seeing more kids becoming victims of domestic violence as the second victim.
And for victims who may be in such a situation, what advice do you give them?
Our 1-800 number is free, toll-free, and they could call from anywhere. It's 1-800-373-1043, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even if they get out overnight for like 10 minutes, they can call, and we'll do safety planning with the client right away and try to get them into a safe place if they ask for shelter or something like that. And then afterwards, they will work with us on, you know, housing, counseling. We also do law enforcement advocacy and medical advocacy for clients who are dealing with domestic violence as well.
And is domestic violence something you see locally?
Yes. So we have, last year in the city of Washington, we served 25 clients. And I had asked Chief Lester for his stats, but we go by fiscal year. So we served, in 2019, we served 25 clients in the fiscal year. And Chief Lester goes by the regular calendar year, and there were 20 incidents of domestic violence in the city that law enforcement was involved with. So we did see an increase in Washington itself, the city. And the county, the number kind of stayed about the same. It was 41 altogether. But in the rural areas, it is harder for clients to reach out for assistance because they're stuck with their abuser or they don't have access to technology or a phone even.
Right. And that can be incredibly tough. You said, like you mentioned earlier, 10 minutes, if you get that much time, it's a good time to call.
Yes. Yeah, if they can get out at all, or if they're just, you know, at work even, sometimes if they tell somebody that they need to take a break and can call us, that would be great.
And do you see domestic violence impact people at a certain age bracket or socioeconomic level?
It's all levels. It's from poverty level all the way up to high socioeconomic levels in Washington County. I did have a person that was very well known in the area that had called, reached out for services because they were in a domestic violence situation, and they made up to $300,000 a year. So we often don't think that domestic violence affects people who are in well, good standing economically, but it does every day.
And with that, do you see abusers who are both men and women?
Yes, we are seeing abusers who are both men and women. We're seeing transgender abusers, and we are also seeing past abusers come back. So they're not together anymore, but they're coming back into stalking the victims and their previous victims of domestic violence. They're either doing it on the internet, over the phone, or they're doing it with family members helping them out.
And during the month of October, what are some healthy habits that you can encourage for people in relationships or maybe parents talking to their children about healthy relationships as they enter the dating world?
So one thing is to make sure, especially with teenagers, is the monitoring issue. I'm seeing that a lot more with teenagers. You know, they're in a relationship and the boyfriend or girlfriend just wants them to be around them 24/7. They don't want them to be hanging out with friends. They don't want them to be working. It's all about the relationship itself, and they kind of shut everybody and anybody out. That's not healthy at all. You want your teenagers to be in a relationship, but still be able to hang out with their friends and talk to you and feel comfortable to reach out to you if something's going on.
And would there be any red flags, so to speak, that you would tell them to look out for?
Yes. The big red flag would be if somebody says that I talked to you on Facebook last night, but your child says that wasn't me. I was never on Facebook. I don't know what you're talking about. That can potentially be their boyfriend or girlfriend reaching out to their friends to see what they're doing as that person, like taking their name over. Changing their passwords would be a good idea. Not giving their passwords to the other person would be great. And also if they shut off from teachers as well, if they're not as talkative with teachers or if they're not involved in school activities anymore like they used to be, that's another big red flag.
And again, in closing, can you remind us of that 1-800 number that people can call if they need help?
Yes, it's 1-800-373-1043.
That's been Jamara Levson with Domestic Violence Intervention Program talking about services that are available locally. On today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm KCII News Director Sally Hart.